Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to know how much this ministry is touching your life. Please take a moment and email us your story at stories@transformationchurch.net. Also, if you would like to help support this ministry financially, you can do so by visiting us at transformationchurch.net, clicking on the Giving tab, and choosing the giving option that best works for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Sunday, or I should say, happy snow day. Another snow day here in the Northeast, but it's so great that we get to gather together for church online. Before I jump into today's message, let me just tell you what I'll be talking about next week. We're beginning a brand new message series called Staying in Love. That's right, staying in love. It's not about falling in love. It's about staying in love. We're going to kick off Valentine's Day with this brand new message series focused on marriage. So if you're married or want to get married or hope to get married, or if you're single and you're not looking, maybe in the future you're going to want to look, this is a perfect series for you. So I invite you to join me next Sunday for a brand new message series called Staying in Love. And before I jump into today's message, also want to encourage you to give online. Thank you so much for giving. Thank you so much for sustaining this church and continuing to worship God through your giving. Your giving is impacting the world. It's transforming the world with love. I just want to thank the generous givers out there. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you so much for partnering with us and fulfilling the mission, which is leading people who are far from God into a transforming relationship with Jesus. And if you haven't given online, take a moment. Go to our website, tc.live/give. You'll see the link on your screen. I encourage you to do that. You can give on our app and just continue to take time to support your church. This isn't my church. This is our church. This is our community, and we encourage you to partner with us in being generous and supporting this community. Well, today I'm concluding the message series called Get Your Life Back. And if you're just joining us today, let me just give you a recap of what we've been talking about. What I've been introducing to you over the past few weeks are simple everyday practices that'll help you grow, but most importantly, help enlarge your soul and feed your soul in a world that's gone mad. I love how John Eldridge said it. He said, the world is going mad and is trying to take our souls with it. So what we need to do is 2021 is the year to get your life back. And how do we do that? Well, in week one, we said, push, pause. You got to push the pause button. You got to slow down your life. You got to take some time to pause and breathe and make space for God. Then week two, we talked about unplugging. Isn't that the hardest thing to do? Unplugging is so hard because we are connected to everything and everyone, and we're connected to our phones, we're connected to our computers, we're connected to our televisions. And if we're going to experience God, we need to make room for God in our lives. We need to unplug. Thirdly, we talked about drinking God's beauty. Today is a good day to look outside the window. You can say, oh no, it's snow, or you can say, thank you, Jesus, because you are the creator of life, and we believe that this day is a gift. We drink in the beauty of snow. I believe that this is the perfect day to practice drinking God's beauty. And last week, my wife slayed the message. How many appreciated Pastor Ruth, who preached on decluttering our souls? I was captivated by the, not just the message, but by her looks. No, I'm just teasing. I was captivated by her and her words. She really spoke to the soul of our church. And I really appreciate her message to us last week. It was decluttering our souls. And all of these simple everyday practices have one purpose. That one purpose, if I were to summarize the series, that one purpose is so that we can be filled with God. Filled with God. You know, each one of us are vessels to be created to be filled with God. Sort of like this glass. This glass was created to be filled with liquid. In and of itself, it's empty. but it was created to be filled with liquid water or any type of drink or soda or whatever it might be. And this is the problem. We are vessels that are empty, that were created to be filled by God. But here's the challenge. We fill ourselves a lot of the times with all of the wrong stuff. We fill ourselves with the cares of this life. We fill ourselves with toxic relationship. We fill ourselves with toxic news. We fill ourselves with all of the wrong things, and this is our lives. We're filling our souls with all the wrong stuff, stuff that's not life-giving. Then this is what we do. After filling ourselves with all the wrong stuff all week long, you know what we do? We take a little bit of life, this is life water, and we say, God, fill us. And he fills us. You know what it does? Not much. Not much happens because we're filled with all of the wrong things. That's why it's so important that we pause, we disconnect, we unplug, we drink in God's beauty. We declutter our souls because we are vessels that God wants to fill. And if we open up our souls to the right things, how many know that when we open our souls to God and to things that are life-giving, life water, he begins to fill us. You see, it says in John 10:10, I love this verse. It says that Jesus came to bring us life and life to the full. John 10:10, I love this verse. So he didn't come just to fill us. He came that our life would overflow with his spirit. And do you know there is an unending supply of God's spirit, God's presence that he wants to fill in your life? Do you believe that? Do you know that? I love it. John 10:10, it says, I have come that they may have life and life to the full. I love that verse. God wants to fill your life with his goodness, with his favor, with his presence, and with his rest. But you have to create space for him to fill you. And you have to stop filling yourself up with the things that are not life-giving. If you want to get your life back, then allow God to fill you, declutter your life, empty your soul. I love how John said it. He said, you must increase, but I must decrease. God, fill me. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your power. Let me ask you this question. What are you filling your soul with? What are you filling your soul with? Are you filling your soul with things that are bringing you life? Are you filling your soul with stuff that's draining you and depleting you? Listen, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, news cycle is not feeding your soul. It's toxicity. I made a huge decision not to watch cable news anymore, but to read the news. And I can tell you this, it has changed my life. Because when I watch it, it goes into my mind and into my heart. It begins to affect my outlook on life. I also made a decision to distance myself from toxic people and toxic relationships, people that were negative. Not people that I didn't like. I mean, people that were just negative, people that didn't speak life. You've got to disconnect from people and problems. Listen, your soul wasn't created to carry the problems of this world. If you are, you're drinking a lot of Coke. And how many know when you drink a lot of Coke, it's not good for you? But God says, I came to bring you life and life to the full. So what are you filling your soul with? God wants you to fill your soul with him. So our prayer for 2021, my prayer is simple. God, I want more of you in more of me. God, more of you in more of me. More of God in more of us. How many know that? How many believe that? More of God and more of us. If you want more of God and more of you, why don't you put it in the chat, say, God, more of you in more of me. And if God is going to get, if you're going to get more of God, then he, let me say it this way, if you want more of God, then you have to give more of yourself to God. It's more of God, more of me. More of God, more of us. If you want more of God, you have to empty yourself from yourself and say, God, come fill me. Come inhabit me. God, absorb me with your presence, because he who finds Jesus finds life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's who Jesus is. He is life. He who finds Jesus finds life. God wants you to experience life. And if you're going to get your life back, it's not just going on a vacation. It's not just getting away. And we need those things. We need to rest. We need to nap. But we need more of God and more of us. So here's the question I want to help us answer today. How in the world do we get more of God and more of us? Like, what do we do to get more of God and more of us? And I want to give you a last practice that will help you experience more of God and more of you. What you can do to experience more of God and more of you is to believe for more of God and more of you. You've got to believe. It takes faith. It's practicing belief that God is not just with me, that God lives in me. You see, when you make a decision to follow Jesus, and I believe some of you out there haven't yet made that decision. If you haven't, listen to me. Once you make that decision to follow Jesus, God comes into your heart, and he comes into your life, and he makes his home in you. Imagine that. God lives in you. God doesn't live in this building. God doesn't live in buildings and structures and places. He lives in us. And this is what Scripture tells us in John 14, verse 7. He said, the Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be, where, church? In you. It's not God, just God with us. It's God in us. It's God in me. It's God come into my life. It's God come into my soul. It's God make your home in me. And if we're going to make our hearts, our souls, a home of God, a place for God, we've got to empty ourselves from all the muck and all the junk of this life and believe for God to fill us. Believe that God is not just with us, but he wants to live in us. Problem is that many of us have a faith that's a little wobbly. Let me explain to you this way. In my bedroom, true story, I have a seat in the corner, and I have a lamp that flickers. The reason why it flickers is because it's a wobbly light switch. You ever have one of those light switches that are on the cord? And I always say to myself, this is years now. My wife's been telling me, you got to fix this. It's been years. I've been meaning to fix this light switch, but every time I move the cord in a certain position, the light stays on. But if I just touch it a little bit, the light turns off. And some of us think that God, that's the way God is. He appears one here one moment and he's gone the next. It's like he's hiding in a closet. He comes out and says, peekaboo, here I am, try to find me. And he runs away. God is not a God playing peekaboo with you. God is present with you in every situation, in every difficulty of your life. God is with you. As a matter of fact, God is with you right now. Wherever you're watching, God is with you. He's not here in church. He's not just here in the church building. He's with you at home. He's with you in the car. He's with you wherever you might be. You might be watching this from the hospital right now. You might be at work watching this. He is there with you. I love how the psalmist wrote, if I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Where can I run from your spirit? Where can I go from your presence? But we have to believe. We have to believe that God is with us. And we not only have to believe that God is with us, but we have to believe that God is in us. You see, the truth is many of us have a wobbly light switch inside, and the switch is belief. In one moment, we believe God is with us, and all of a sudden, a storm comes, a difficulty comes, and we think God has disappeared. We think God has left. God hasn't left. He's with us, and he's in us. And when you're practicing being with him, and you practice belief, you know what happens? Belief is what makes the reality of God's presence present in your life. Come on, somebody. It's belief. Belief is what makes the reality of God's presence present in your life. For example, do you believe right now that God is there with you? Or do you think God is just in this building? There goes that wobbly light switch again, right? That light switch. You need to believe that he's with you. I love how Hebrews tells us that, faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Things that are received but not yet, things that are believed but not yet received. Then Hebrews 11 tells us that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. That's what faith is. Faith is believing that you will receive. Faith is believing that God is present. Right now, exercise belief, practice belief. That when you're home right now or wherever you might be and you open your heart to the Holy Spirit, God is there and he will meet you. That comes by faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. It's faith. It's belief. Maybe later on tonight you're going to have your time with God. You're going to have a time of pausing and quietness. Of course, after the Super Bowl, right? But you're going to have a time of quietness and pausing with God. And God, you need to practice belief, because some of you don't feel God. And you're wondering, Pastor, I don't feel God. Well, that's when you have to exercise faith and say, although God, I don't feel you, I know you are with me, because your word says you will never leave me nor forsake me. And at that moment, God's spirit will come and flood your soul. You got to practice belief. You got to believe. And that's what God wants from us. He wants us to believe. And when we believe, we receive. But is receiving the only thing God wants from us? No. There's a deeper level that I want to introduce to you in your relationship with God that's going to take your relationship with God to a whole nother level. And Jesus says this in John 17. This is what he prays. Follow me now. This is a prayer of Jesus to the Father. He's praying for you. This is what God is praying to us and for us right now, right here today. He says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. What is that prayer? Here we go. That all of them may be one. Isn't that beautiful? That all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, okay? Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they, he's speaking to you, he's speaking to me, may they also be in us, God is saying, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And this last verse, he says, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. What's the goal? Oneness. Oneness with God. That is the goal. And he explains that in verse 23. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. I in them and you in me. That is the kind of relationship God wants you to have. A relationship in which you are one with God. Not religion, not something on the exterior, not something you do on the outside. It's a oneness that happens on the inside. It's a oneness that comes by faith, in which you empty out yourself, you empty out all the negative in your life so that you can receive God's power and God's spirit in your life. It comes when you have a deep relationship with Jesus, and that's the kind of relationship God wants with you. He wants to be one with you and you in him. Let me explain to this way. Let's say this is my life and this is God. This is what happens when we have faith and believe. But oneness happens when our lives are intertwined together. This is when oneness happens. When we're one with God. And notice that this is the attitude, or this is the posture of prayer. This oneness happens when we pray. Every time you pray, fold your hands together and say, Lord, my life is intertwining with your life. My soul is intersecting with your soul. Lord, may I be one in you and you in me. In Jesus' name, this is the kind of relationship God wants from you. You see, This is not the kind of relationship that many of us have. We have a distant, disconnected relationship with God. And it usually includes three of these qualities. It includes faith, obedience, and service. Faith, meaning when I come to Jesus, I have faith and I have a relationship with God. So God loves me. And then obedience, I promise to obey. Teacher, I promise to obey, right? I promise to obey you, God, in everything. And then we have service, the act of doing. And we think that these things are going to produce life. These things alone do not produce life. These things alone do not produce life in your life. And if you're focused on these things alone, you're going to be empty because everything in this world will leave you empty except for a relationship with Jesus. We were all born with a God-sized hole in our hearts that only Jesus can fill. Fame, fortune, fans, followers are not going to fill the void. Oh, it'll satisfy you for a moment, like drinking this Coke. Let me tell you, on a hot summer day, I'll grab a bottle of Coke. And let me tell you, it'll soothe my thirst for a moment. But about 10 minutes later, you know what I'll be saying. I'm thirsty. Everything in this world will leave you thirsty. Everything in this world will leave you empty. Religion will leave you empty. Fame will leave you empty. Pursuing the American dream will leave you empty. Stuff will leave you empty. Relationships will leave you empty. But there's only one that can fill you, and his name is Jesus. And I don't know what emptiness you're dealing with today, and the Holy Spirit speaking to me, through me to you today, and saying to a lot of you that 2020 left you empty. But God is saying, I'm here to fill you. I'm here to satisfy every longing of your soul. I'm here to quench your thirst. I'm here to satisfy your hunger. Open your soul to me. You see, unless you're enjoying a deep, personal, united life with God, everything is going to leave you empty. Empty. This is the kind of life I lived for many years, an empty life. Oh, I was temporarily filling myself with stuff, but all the wrong things. This is what my life looked like for many years, full of junk and full of stuff. And I said, God, would you just fill me? And there's a little drop of God, and I thought that that was enough, but it wasn't enough. Left me empty. Left me full of junk. Left me unsatisfied, thirsty. You know what I also learned? That the primary goal of the enemy is to keep you from this death in your relationship with God. That's why you're busy. He keeps us busy. Listen, we have to do everything we can to ruthlessly eliminate hurry in our life. The enemy wants to keep you hurried. He wants to keep you busy. He wants to keep you active so that you do not experience the depth of this relationship that God wants you to have. The enemy keeps us distracted. The enemy keeps us worried. The enemy keeps us fearful. The enemy keeps us anxious. He does everything he can to keep us from this type of relationship, this depth of relationship with God. But God says, no, I want you to spend time with me. I want you ruthlessly to eliminate hurry in your life. I want you to create space. I want you to push the pause button. I want you to empty yourself so that I can fill you. Because if you're going to get your life back in 2021, it's got to be, Lord, more of you in more of me. Lord, more of you in more of me. God, more of me in 2021. Take more of me in 2021. Fill me with 2021. And this is what I've learned. When you are filled with God, storms will come and you'll have peace. Come on, somebody. Things will happen and you'll stand steadfast and strong. That's why so many of you were able to stand strong, because you had a depth in your relationship with God that wasn't superficial, that wasn't on the external. It was something deep that was in your soul that kept you anchored. And others of you didn't have that relationship with God. That's why you were overcome with fear and you were overcome with worry and anxiety. But 2021, God says it's time to get your life back. And if you're going to get your life back, it's more of God in more of me. Because he who finds Jesus finds life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God is life. God is life. And I love this. Let's go back to this verse in verse 22. He says, I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we as one. Listen, do you want to experience the glory of God? I love this. I have given them the glory. I have given them the glory that the Father gave the Son. God wants to give you his glory. Friends, God wants to release his glory in your life. God wants to release his glory in your life. How many believe that? 2021, God, pour out your spirit. Release your glory in my life. I'm tired of the bad news. Lord Jesus, fill me with life. How do we do that? Real quick, I'm going to ask you to do three things as we close this series out. Three things I really want to encourage you to do. Number one, as I've been talking about, exercise belief. Have faith. God, I trust you. God, I believe you're not just with me, you live in me. I may not feel you, I may not see you, but I know you're working. I know you're moving. I know you're filling. Lord, here am I. Number two, present yourself to God. Lord, here am I, or Lord, here I am. You got to pause. You got to unplug. You got to find that quiet place in your life. Find that quiet place in your home. Find that quiet place in your church, or I should say at your work is what I meant to say. Find a quiet place and say, God, here I am. I need you. You see, if you're going to plug into Jesus, you got to unplug and disconnect from everything else. And you got to say, Lord, fill me. And once you're at that place, this is what you do. You release everything and everyone to God. And you say, God, here I am. I give you everything. I give you everyone. I release my attachment to approval, for approval. I release my attachment for control. I release any attachment I may have to make things happen on my own. Lord, I'm going to release everything, every burden and every care and every problem. I'm going to release it to you, God. Guess what's going to happen? God fills you. He fills you with his peace. He'll fill you with his love. He'll fill you with his favor. He'll fill you with rest. 2021, the year of peace, favor, and rest. I declare that and I speak that over your life. Peace, favor, and rest over your life. I declare it by faith right now in Jesus' name. Peace, favor, and rest over your life. That only happens if you believe, if you present yourself to God. You take time out of your day and say, Jesus, here I am. And I don't know what you need to do at those times with God. Sometimes some of you just need to cry. Some of you just need to let it out. Some of you just need to worship. Some of you just need to be still and know that he's God. Just be sit quietly before the Lord. But you can't experience God if you're full of the stuff of life. You can experience Jesus when you empty yourself of yourself and say, God, more of you in more of me. God, more of you in more of me. 2021, more of God and more of me. My prayer for our church is more of God and more of us. More God, more love. More of his strength, more of his power in my life. And if that's the case, I need to disconnect from the stuff that is depleting me and draining me and pulling me down and weighing me down. I'm going to empty myself. How do you empty yourself? I leave you with this. You surrender your heart to Jesus and you seek forgiveness. Some of us need to ask Jesus to come into our hearts. Maybe you're watching right now. You've never invited Jesus into your life. Take a moment. Invite Jesus right now. Just simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Fill me. Transform me. I need you. Or maybe some of you have made that decision, but you've been feeding yourself with all the wrong things. Just say, Jesus, forgive me. Fill me. Transform me. Lord, I ask for more of you in more of me. And if you're going to experience more of God, it's got to be more of you. You've got to give God more of you. You've got to surrender, and you have to believe, and you have to seek God for forgiveness. Say, Lord, forgive me. I want you to get your light back. I want you to get your life back. I want you to experience his goodness in your life, but you have to open up your soul to him. Let's bow our heads in prayer together. Wherever you're at.